Fire dispatch.
Hi, can we have you guys respond to Willow and Shoreline? Willow and Shoreline, we have a possible attempt suicide. He's going into the water trying to drown himself.
Do we need the stage?
He's on the phone.
I'm sorry, do we need the stage?
Yeah, you can stage.
All right, thank you. Fire dispatch, Christina speaking.
This is Alameda. Do you guys have a boat?
No, not in Alameda. We have them in San Leandro.
Alameda anymore?
No. Okay. What did you need?
Well, the guy's out in the water, so we're trying to get...
Okay, well, we can call Coast Guard, and we can at least...
Oh, and then can you... We already contacted Coast Guard. Can you let them know that they want them in? It's clear.
For?
Yeah, they don't want you guys staging anymore. They want you guys to go up there.
For Willow? Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Coast Guard, search and rescue, say your emergency.
Hi, this is Alameda Fire Department.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, the police department said they called you. Did they request you to come out for the person in the water on Shoreline?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
We have a boat launching right now.
Oh, sure. What's your ETA?
ETA is probably going to be about 30 to 40 minutes, depending.
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem.
Okay, bye-bye. Fire dispatch, Christina.
Hi, it's Alameda again. You guys said that San Leandro had a boat. Is it out?
No, we'd have to go get it.
It's not out. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hi, this is Rick.
Hey, it's Christina. Are you going for the person in the water?
No, did I get dispatched to it?
No, I was just wondering if you're going.
PD... Memorial service.
Oh, okay.
What's that?
PD, they're like spazzing out, so I don't know how far out the person is. But Coast Guard has a 30-minute ETA, so they were calling to see if the San Leandro boat was available.
Okay, I'll go down there.
Okay.
I gotta go. What's the address?
Shoreline and Willow.
Shoreline.
Or maybe you just want to check with Engine 1 and see if they need a boat.
Yeah, I'll give them a call.
And let us know if you need San Leandro.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Alameda County Station 11, Firefighter Blay.
Hey, it's Christina in dispatch.
Hi.
Hey, hypothetically, if you guys were requested to go for a person in the water up at Alameda Crown Beach, how long would it take you to get there?
You know, hold on, let me get my cap for that.
Okay.
Hold on one second.
Hi, this is Captain Pagano at Crown Beach in Alameda.
Yeah, sorry, I just stressed out your firefighter.
It would probably take us to get to Crown Beach. It would probably take us about, when all said and done, about 30 minutes.
Okay, that's what Coast Guard said. Okay, we'll let them handle it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Good morning, Fire Dispatch, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy, this is Rick Sundberg. Can I speak to Christina, please?
Hold on.
Christina speaking.
Hey, it's Rick.
Hey.
So what kind of boat is the Coast Guard sending?
I don't know.
They're sending a red boat?
I don't know. They said they had to launch it and it would take 30 minutes to get there.
Okay. How long would it take for San Leandro to get there?
San Leandro, I just called them and they said it would take them about 30 minutes.
Okay. Call the Coast Guard and find out what kind of boat they're sending because it's shallow water, so
okay.
You're going to have to send a red.
Okay.
I assume what they're going to send.
Do you want to hold on real quick?
Yeah, I'll hold on.
Okay, hold on.
Coast Guard, search and rescue, state your emergency.
Hi, this is Alameda Fire Department.
Yes, ma'am.
For the call in Alameda, are you sending a rib?
Yes.
Okay, can you hold on, please? And is your ETA still 30 minutes?
Unsure at this time. I just requested an ETA from the station.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
It's a rib, and ETA is probably still 30.
Okay, so just as long as San Leandro.
Yeah.
So,
and it might actually be less, because they've already launched it. San Leandro hasn't even launched theirs yet.
Yeah, right. They have launched it, they said?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a rib boat center out.
Yes.
Okay, why don't you update Engine 1 and let them know that it's a rib boat that's in or en route.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye. Okay, we'll see you soon.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Coast Guard Search and Rescue, take emergency.
Hi, this is Alameda County Fire. Do you happen to have a cell phone number where we can reach the crew on the boat that's responding up to Willow and Shoreline?
Okay, you guys have a boat responding as well?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Here, hold on 1 second. You need the phone number for our boat?
Yes, if possible.
Okay. Actually, do you guys have a radio on board? Like a VHF marine band radio?
Let me check with her. Okay, they said they do not.
They do not. Okay, I'll work on getting a cell phone for you guys. What's your guys' callback number?
1 second.
925-422. Hey, hold on 1 second, man. I'm sorry. I can barely hear you. Okay, what was that?
It's 925.
925.
422.
422.
7594.
7594. Okay, I'll work on getting that for you right now, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Christina. Do you have your marine radio?
Yeah, I'm on my way over there. Right.
Oh, good, okay. So can't the Coast Guard just talk to you on TAC 16 or whatever they have?
Well, what channel are they on?
We'll find out.
So they don't have a cell phone?
Well, they're trying to get the cell phone number. Wouldn't it be easier if he just talks to you on the radio?
Yeah, it would be, except for I'm not there yet.
Call him.
He has a cell phone.
Okay.
Because I don't, Rick's the one who wants to talk to him. I'm not sure what he's got going on, but
okay.
Try and get the cell phone number and then otherwise find out what marine channel they're on.
Okay, we'll do.
Thanks,
bye. Fire Dispatch, Christina speaking.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good, good. Hey, I'm just curious.
Yeah?
Alameda's got that thing going on.
Yeah.
They have
a red boat in route from the Coast Guard.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, they had a 30-minute ETA, and I called Engine 11, and they said that their ETA would also be 30 minutes.
Okay.
So since
okay.
Coast Guard was already in the water, we went with them.
Okay.
Is that what you're calling for?
Yeah.
I read your mind.
You're good at that.
Uh-huh.
All right, Chris.
Okay.
I'm in bat 7, so take care of me today.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Coast Guard Search and Rescue, state your emergency.
Sorry about that. Alameda Fire, getting back to you. I have a battalion chief on the way to Willow that's going to have a radio available.
Okay, I got a cell phone number for you actually right now.
Great. What's the cell phone number?
Cell phone number is 910-297-0633.
Okay, and that's a confidential line?
That's a cell phone directly to onboard the boat.
Okay. And then what marine channel are you going to be working on?
You can hail them on channel 16.
Okay.
And then they'll switch you to whatever they're operating on.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, ma'am. Thanks.
Bye.
Fire dispatch.
Hey. Fire.
Uh-huh.
Just a question for you.
Sure.
Currently, the only departure is PDRM between Charlotte and Willow.
Yes.
On shoreside.
Uh-huh.
And I have the U.S. Coast Guard on the line requesting a shallow bottom boat for us to respond. And I ask you if you can let me know.
No, we requested a shallow boat from them. So they're requesting one from you now?
Yeah. So I'm calling to find out, and I asked if you guys are receiving one from Alco, and he said, well, I haven't, so I'm not sure if he's out of the loop or...
Yeah, he must be, because, yeah, I've been talking to them.
Okay. He's talking to Alameda Fire.
Yeah, so do you guys have a shallow boat? Because I know San Leandro has one.
Yeah, we do.
Because it would take San Leandro about 30 minutes to get there.
We are maybe closer. Our 12th is land service, so...
Okay.
You want me to go ahead and send them?
No, I'll call you back if I need you.
Okay.
Thanks. Goodbye. Hey, this is Christina from Alco. Can I speak to Candace?
Yeah, hold on.
Thanks.
Morning, Fire Dispatch, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. Captain Luby, Oakland Fire. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Question for you. Is Alameda City working a water rescue?
Yeah.
They are? Because
yeah.
We're getting... I just got called by the Coast Guard. They're requesting our boat. Have you heard anything for a request?
Well, the Coast Guard has come in. Hold on.
Fire Dispatch, this is Tara.
Tara, can I speak to the supervisor, please? Just keep holding.
Sure, one moment for me.
Yeah.
Wait.
We need your shallow water boat, yes.
Okay, so have you put a request into our dispatch yet for new slaves?
This is a Coast Guard request.
Right, but doesn't it go through the op area? Wouldn't it come to you and then
I don't think so.
Go straight to our dispatch? Doesn't have to go through Region 2?
I don't think so.
So your guys know we're coming?
Yes.
Okay.
Did the Coast Guard call you directly, or did they call your dispatch?
Yeah, they called me directly saying the boat, and I said, well, let me call it should be coming from Alameda Fire if they need us, is what I'm thinking.
Well, I think it's the Coast Guard who's requesting you, though. When they don't generally go through Region 2, they're making the request on their own.
They do their own thing?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's not coming from Alameda City requesting it. It's from the Coast Guard. Got it.
Correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Christina speaking.
Christina.
Hey.
Now, I don't think Oakland Fire has their boat.
Well, apparently they do. They have a shallow bottom boat. See, now this is, I don't know why Coast Guard called Oakland, because I called San Leandro a long time ago, and Alameda didn't need one.
Huh.
So, I don't know why Coast Guard, why they totally bypassed us.
Yeah, because we should be responding to that, shouldn't we?
No, you shouldn't be, but I had gotten the ETA, and it was the same as Coast Guard, so we sent Coast Guard, because they were already in the water.
Huh.
So I don't know why Coast Guard's calling Oakland. They should have called us.
Yeah.
They're trying to run our incident. It's ticking me off. It looks like they might have gotten the patient. But, so anyway, I guess they called Oakland to see if they had a shallow bottom boat.
Okay.
So Oakland's like, well, yeah, we can send one, so I think their ETA would be a little bit closer than San Leandro's now.
Okay.
So I don't know why Coast Guard called Oakland directly.
All right. Well, I'll just tell my guys to stand down.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Fire Dispatch, what is the address of your emergency?
Hi, Fire Dispatch. Candace calling us from
Fire. Hi.
Hi.
Let me double check. She's on the line right now. Hang on.
Hi, it's Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hey, sorry, your captain called us and interfered. Yeah, can you go ahead and get that boat in the water?
Sure.
Okay.
Captain called and interfered.
Well, yeah, he called us. So I don't know. I guess he said Coast Guard called him directly.
Yeah. Yeah, they called me and I advised him that you guys were going to be sailing under, but you said to start to calling my supervisor.
Okay. Okay, do you know what the ETA would be?
Hold on, let me check.
Okay.
We'll call you right back.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Morning fire or afternoon fire dispatch, Tracy.
Hello, ma'am. This is Teddy Elson Bucknell from the Coast Guard in San Francisco.
Okay.
I'm just calling in regards to this case that's happening off of Alameda.
Okay.
Good Samaritan swam out, got the guy, pulled him on shore. He's on scene with EMS at this time,
yeah.
So we're standing down.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Fire Department, what's the address of the emergency?
Hi, Alameda County Fire here.
Hi.
You can cancel your boat to Willow Street. The victim is out of the water.
Cancel the boat to Willow Street. The victim is out of the water.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye.
Fire Dispatch, Christina speaking.
Yes, hello, this is Donna Medic 1. How you doing?
Hey, fine, how are you?
Oh, just fine.
What's going on out there?
Oh, pandemonium.
Oh, well, who's the second ambulance for?
Oh, you know, the...
Did the family show up, or...?
No, nothing like that. It was more of an equipment need. We had run through all our batteries on the autopulse.
Oh, got it. Okay. We were worried it was for, like, you or somebody else. Well, we knew it wasn't for you because you were on the radio, but we were worried about you.
He's done.
Okay, got it.
So we called them to see if we can get the autopulse up and working and all that kind of stuff, because they were going to work them for hypothermia and all that stuff.
Got it.
But, nope.
Wait, was the patient a male?
Yes.
Oh, we thought it was a female.
Yeah, we thought it was female too, but it was a female that was calling for a male.
Oh, got it. Okay, how old is he?
Like 55.
Okay.
So, but he had the ability to make a bad decision and did.
Yeah.
So.
Would you like your time?
I would, and event number 3.
Okay, event number is 36357.
Yes.
And then your time dispatch was... There you are. Dispatched 1134, and routed the same. On scene 1136, transporting 1239, at the hospital 1241.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.